Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is 6:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is keeping us on track, which is much needed after a long weekend. Now, after some yoga, the long-awaited decision has been made. Lane Kiffin will be heading to LSU. And here's Lane on not being with Ole Miss through the playoffs.
Again, I totally respect Keith's decision.
So that was his decision?
Yeah. He asked me not to come to the meeting and said I couldn't come, but which I totally understand. You know, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. You know, we're trying to find a way, you know, to make this work and coach the team and give the team the best chance to win. But he's got a job to do. And like he said, he has to live here. Like he said, maybe all the national people understand why he should let me coach, but he has to live here, and it's a little different when you're the AD. So totally respect that. And Keith has been amazing to us over the 6 years.
All the national people that are also paid by your agent, that work with your agent, that are clients with your agent, Jimmy Sexton. I personally would have probably let him coach because I think it would have given me the best shot to win, but I completely am on board with Keith Carter on why he didn't. Also, you know, a tiger don't change its stripes. And Lane Kiffin always leaves somewhere you remember I know I'm probably dating myself, and maybe Allie is the only one that remembers this reference, but remember the Rammstein video, the Du Hast, like the rock band that's German? Like, they're at the end of the video, the band is walking away, and there's a car on fire, and it explodes. And that is what Lane Kiffin walks away from every college football or NFL team that he's a part of. He did it with Tennessee, left in overnight, basically. Basically, Bobby Petrino'd him. What did he got? He got fired on the tarmac at USC. Got fired from the Raiders. Saban essentially kicked his ass out before a national title game, a playoff run, right? Left him at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
Was it FIU that he was at, or FAU?
I can't remember.
FAU.
Yep.
Essentially, he left that school on fire, and now he's left Ole Miss on fire. With a playoff, they might not get allowed in the playoff now because of him.
Nah, I think they'll get in the playoff with ease. I mean, I agree that he didn't leave under great circumstances, but I have a hard time believing he left Ole Miss on fire. That is a program that was awful before he got there, and this is the best season they've ever had. And I actually do love the Pete Golding hire for them, who was obviously a defensive coordinator at Alabama for a while. Very passionate coach. He's a Mississippi guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he graduated from Delta State, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, it stinks all the way around. And the problem is like, I keep going back to, and I have through this whole process. Do you remember before he came to Alabama when Nick Saban was like, I will not coach at Alabama? Well, this is the reason. This is the flip side of what happens when you don't go about it that way. And I know that he has said that he regrets that, and I understand why such a mockery was made of that. But he wanted to make sure that he was committed to his players with the Dolphins so that nothing like this were to happen, right? So that he didn't have to step out under circumstances such as these. So I hate it all the way around. I think Lane Kiffin's full of freaking crap with half the stuff he said over the weekend. Do I blame him for leaving to go to LSU? Not necessarily. I would have probably stayed at Oxford and Ole Miss, but I think he's full of crap with about, I don't know, 80% of the stuff flying out of his mouth over the weekend.
Is it wild that there's this much to do, that this much to do was made about a coach that's never won a division title, never won a conference title, never coached in a playoff game? I mean, he was going to coach in a playoff game this year. But essentially, Lane Kiffin has been a head coach for, 7 years, I think, in Oxford? I think 13 seasons total. And he's never won anything. And he's not, he's not coached at bad schools. Tennessee, USC, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is name brand a lot more than what they have been winning. But, it wasn't like he was at, North Texas or anything, which is going to play in their conference title game, too. This is all their coach also, believe it or not.
I think that when I look at this whole cycle, and it's going to pain me to say this, Allie. It's going to pain me to say this. I think that LSU probably got the best coach, but I think Florida made the best hire of this entire
ordeal. Don't tell Florida fans that.
I think that Florida made the best hire of this entire ordeal, and I have reasons why. I think John Summerall has proven that he can do this multiple different ways with multiple quarterbacks and multiple situations. And I do believe in him as a coach. And Lane can too. I'm just not sure all the other things around Lane Kiffin will end up being a good thing in Baton Rouge. The same way, same conversation we had about Brian Kelly on his way out.
The everything around, the atmosphere around, all the noise around LSU just seems like it is waiting to just implode. With Kiffin there. You got a governor that sticks his nose in. You got an AD that was hired by the governor. And you got a head coach that loves drama on and off the field. Ole Miss fans are kind of doing him dirty right now with some of the things on Twitter.
And I don't blame him at all.
I don't blame him at all, but it's just funny. The thing, there was a rumor out here. I want to get your take real quick. I don't kind of just override now. I'm sorry, Allie. But there was a rumor that Lincoln Riley was trying to get out of USC. And for one, I don't believe it. For two, I believe the buyout is close to like 80, 70, 80, 90 million, something like that. And Florida fans really remind me saying Lincoln Riley wanted to come to Florida and we didn't take him. That would have been the worst hire of all. Lincoln Riley's brand of football has no business in the SEC. It's why he left Oklahoma to go to USC, because he didn't want to play that style of football. Ironically enough, he went to the Big Ten, and now they're losing, what, 3 or 4 games a year there.
Yeah.
So that was never going to happen either. The John Summerall hire, I'm not going to jump on board or jump off. I'm going to go right in the middle, because there's a problem at Florida, and I'm not sure it's all about who the coach is.
Well, we can't get out of the college football segment without mentioning that the Bulldogs shut down the Jackets on Friday, 16-9. And with Alabama beating Auburn, we're going to get a rematch between Georgia and Alabama this Saturday for the SEC championship.
How about all three of us having successful weekends in college football?
Pretty good. You know what I mean? Rusty Mansell's not going to talk to you this week.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
I'll give Rusty all the smoke he wants.
You can take that interview off. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Me and Allie will
Rusty
do it. We'll
catch
handle
all
it.
The hands.
Dude. I can't believe it took an interim coach and 12 games for Florida to figure out the best game plan for them.
Yeah.
Is hand Jaden Ball the freaking football and let him eat. It's nothing better than beating Florida State. It just sucks that that's it. But
yeah.
You know what? I'll take it, because not only did you beat Florida State, but you left them with a coach they don't want.
Well, Allie, it's, I don't know how much smoke you want, but you can get it too. I'm taking no prisoners this week for the SEC championship game. It's been crazy, because I think that, Kirby has coached now 5 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. He's now, this will be his 8th SEC championship game at Georgia. And Bama has won, and the ones they've played in, they've won 9 in a row, I believe, is the number. It's just crazy, and all the craziness, and the teams added to the SEC, and we end up right back in the same spot at the end of the season. It was not without drama in the Iron Bowl. And they had to pull some clutch moments out. But here we go again, man.
Ty Simpson made two of the best throws that I saw all year. The throw to the first touchdown on the back line, it was a great catch, too.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And then the throw on fourth and two, which was... It was, if you're an Alabama fan, some of your body was puckered as tight
beach
as it balls, could be.
Son. Beach balls,
and you're just
for
like,
Kalen DeBoer.
Balls. For all the hatred Kalen DeBoer gets, he's done a phenomenal job coaching because you can't run the football at all, and you're an SEC team, and you have played a tough schedule. Also, you know all the coaching cycle stuff that we've talked about? You know the one team we haven't mentioned, figuring it out yet? The team that got it all started, Penn State. I know what you were and you're upset, but you could come out of this whole thing with egg all over your face.
Yeah, you probably could. There's no doubt about it. I don't know. I'm having trouble thinking about anything right now other than Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday.
Oh, I know.
Like, I was so far down the rabbit hole up in my brain looking up going, oh, man, this is going to look this way. How's Jim Miller? How's Drew Bobo? I don't know.
Well,
there's so many questions to be asked.
And last time Rusty talked to us about Georgia and Alabama, he was saying for Kirby Smart, I mean, Alabama's the boogeyman, you know, and it's just something that has not been completed.
Yeah.
We need to complete this one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. I do know that I love and respect Kirby Smart and been really excited about what Kalen DeBoer's done. I think Georgia opened as 1.5 favorite. We'll see what happens.
All these good championship matchups. Then you got Virginia and Duke.
All right, today is December 1st, so let's play a Mac Drop game about firsts.
Now it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift.
I just want to remind you to pay your rent, pay your mortgage, enjoy your paycheck if you're paid bi-monthly. It's a great day for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some songs, and they all have either the word one or first in the title. It's going to be Throwback Thursday trivia rules. Yell your name when you know it, and Dylan can play this one as well because the files are not labeled with the song
all right.
names. All right? Dylan, let's... I know I said we were going to start with the Grant McCauley bonus edition. We can't do that. We don't have enough time. Go with number one.
Yeah, one.
Oh, my.
Like a dream come
yeah.
true. Two, just wanna be
what is it?
God, I know this song. I can sing the whole song.
I'm looking for the artist.
And that you're the only one
Oh, Bo.
One for
yeah.
me.
It's Boyz II Men.
No, it's not.
Right?
No.
Oh, dude. I'm so freaking mad at myself.
Yeah, you are.
God,
you can see him
song.
Walking through the cornfield, can't you?
You fall in love with me whenever I believe her.
It is the one and only Brian McKnight.
No! No, I knew it! God!
Is that Gladys's kid?
In a star back.
I don't know. That I don't know.
Oh,
Mike is just coping by singing this song more.
I know.
I'm just so mad at myself.
Okay, let's see if you can get this next one. Number two.
But I just want to hear your voice.
Mike.
I'm on number one.
Yes.
It's Luke Combs.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go.
I'm throwing my pen everywhere today.
Hold it together.
You're going to be the first person to throw a pen in the studio.
All right, let's go with number three, Dylan.
That's why I need a one dance.
Oh, Dylan, come on now. This is Drake, One Dance.
There you go.
Thank you for that, Allie. I appreciate you including me, Allie.
If I was going to take a guess, I would have said something like Bad Bunny. This does not sound like Drake. I don't know.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Don't disrespect Drake like that. I mean, Bad Bunny's great, don't get me wrong, but come on now.
All right.
All right, number four is going to reveal someone's personality if they get it right.
Because for the first time.
Oh, come on, baby. Let's go. This night. Yeah.
There'll be music.
Oh, what's this chick's name? Irina.
What movie is it?
It's Frozen, right?
Yeah. Idina Menzel is the actual singer, though.
Yeah, for the first time in forever.
Idina Menzel. Yeah, give me that personality trait. I'm here.
All right, let's go with number six.
Both. You too.
That is correct. And I just wanted
to. These are all good songs.
I want to do number seven.
This is a great song.
I want to point out how wild the 90s was. Like, I was a little girl yelling out these lyrics, like singing along, and I don't think I should have been. Play seven.
Because tonight is the night.
Oh, God.
To become one.
I love Allie doing the dance right now. She's jamming.
Who is this? Who sings this? This is like a girl band.
That's not like Wilson Phillips, is it?
No.
It's a girl band. It's like a...
That's Wilson Phillips is a girl band.
Girl power!
The Spice Girls?
Spice Girls.
I never knew they did anything that sounded like that.
I just wish everybody could have seen Allie just jam out for a second right there.
I did too.
It's the Spice Girls, man.
Do we have time for the Grant McCauley special?
Yeah, okay. This is the Grant McCauley special because he always gives me a song he swears you guys are going to know, and then you never know it.
Bo. That's Creed.
Oh, finally!
Yeah.
The greatest Thanksgiving halftime show ever.
He sings.
And the only one that's even close was Dolly Parton.
Why does he say his words so strange?
I don't know. It's just even concert.
Can you take me higher?
The maneuvers he does in concert are just very bizarre.
Leave Scott Stapp alone now.
I love him.
Hot take, singers that don't play an instrument are weird in concert. It is. It is weird. Singers that are not playing an instrument in concert, I'm like, dude, I can't look at this guy. Why is he air guitaring on the mic stand? I don't know.
What's funny is like, I feel like a lot of country music singers, not all, but a lot, just have a guitar just for a prop.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'm good with that.
And you know, and I'm not criticizing. It's not a hot take about that. That's my feeling of it. It's just a prop. But yeah. I'm cool with it because at least it gives you something to do with your hands.
Exactly. Exactly. Strange stuff.
Coming up, we got to talk about it. Unfortunately, those Falcons broke more hearts yesterday. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.